So we've got what's permitted and not prohibited. But what is prohibited under P35? Well, you have certification that proceeds are dispersed according to specialized closing instructions, certification that the transaction was closed in accordance with special closing instructions, and signing of first lien letters that certify the status of the lien. So again, we don't want to deal with those special closing instructions because of the difficulty of understanding if anything is contained in those instructions that are prohibited under P35. So we've got this procedural rule, P35. We've got this bulletin out there that explains to title companies what's allowed under P35. And we kind of get a gist of what's permitted and prohibited under P35. Well, then the title company needed a response and a way to protect themselves. So what they did is they created this P35 stamp. The P35 stamp is an actual ink stamp that we have in our workrooms. So we take the packet in there, we stamp everything before we send it to the lender. And when I say stamp everything, I mean we stamp every signature line where it says escrow officer's signature. And then we send it to the lender. Usually a lender's not going to let us just send back blank closing instructions. There's got to be a stamp or a signature on there. And these stamps were created in response to Bulletin B-155. And the stamps say something similar to the language on the PowerPoint, which is, this instrument was signed subject to procedural rule P35, which prohibits title companies from making any statement of fact or coverage except on forms promulgated by the Texas Department of Insurance. Or, we are prohibited from executing this document inasmuch as the Texas Department of Insurance requires all statements made by title companies to be on promulgated forms only. If you notice, these languages are different, but the commonality between the two is that we cannot sign documents that are not promulgated by the Texas Department of Insurance. So not every stamp is going to say the exact same thing, but the gist of it is that we're stamping this because we can't sign it. And we're told not to sign it in the first day we walk into their closing office. These stamps were really created to acknowledge receipt without committing the title company, acknowledge receipt of the closing instructions without committing the title company to increased liability. The issue really is that escrow officers sometimes rely on procedural P35 and the stamp falsely to relieve the escrow officer from liability created for not following lender closing instructions. The issue is that there's common law out there that states that an escrow officer and title agent have a fiduciary duty to lenders. The big case for us is Home Loan Corp versus Texas American Title Company. This is where common law formed and stated that the title company owes a fiduciary duty to the lender. The facts in this case I'm going to go over, but I really want y'all to know that this led the title industry to believe that the duties owed by the title companies may require compliance with closing instructions, regardless of the use of the P35 stamp or not. So in this case, Texas American Title Co., also known as TATCO, was the settlement agent for the closing of a residential mortgage loan funded by Home Loan. After Home Loan sold the mortgage on the secondary market, they had to repurchase the mortgage because payments weren't being made on the mortgage. Home Loan then filed suit against TATCO for breach of fiduciary duties. Home Loan alleged that TATCO breached fiduciary duties owed to Home Loan Corp by failing, one, to inform Home Loan Corp, Home Loan, that the seller had requested over half of the seller's proceeds be paid to the mortgage broker. Two, inform Home Loan that after the preceding request was denied, the seller had requested that those proceeds be paid to the principal of the mortgage loan broker, and TATCO would comply with this request. And three, accurately disclose on the HUD-1 statement how proceeds have been or will be dispersed. So in other words, Home Loan Corp sued because TATCO had dispersed funds to the principal mortgage broker, rather than to the seller. But that wasn't disclosed on the closing statement. But TATCO contended that it had no duty to disclose the seller's funding request to Home Loan because TATCO is required to remain strictly impartial, we do have a duty of neutrality in the title industry and not favor the interests of any party to a closing over that of another. 2, an escrow agent has no obligation to police the affairs of the participants or report suspicious circumstances unless it has actual knowledge of a scheme to defraud. And 3, the request that payment be sent to the Texas State Mortgage Brokers, which was the broker, and the actual disbursement of escrow funds to the broker principal occurred after the loan was funded. And therefore, TATCO contended that there's no evidence that TATCO's action caused any harm to Home Loans.